There is a new member of a very exclusive club on Wall Street. The stock of Alphabet, Google's parent company, reached a valuation of $1 trillion yesterday for the first time. It joins Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon in reaching those heights. Though we should say Amazon was in the trillion-dollar club only briefly last summer before dropping back down again. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
So $1 trillion is a lot of money. What's driving Alphabet to that valuation?
Well, you know, just for first off, the sort of freshman finance explanation of what that valuation means, it's simply the price of their stock times the number of shares in the market, the number of shares outstanding. And so then the question is, what's driven this stock price so high? And it's really just this spectacular growth in Alphabet, you know, especially Google, the Google search engine and all the related products over the years. I mean, it's really just been eye-popping when you sort of take a step back and look at it. 10 years ago, revenue at Google was less than $16 billion. This year, 2019, it's not all in the books yet, but it's estimated to be about $133 billion.
Wow.
And that growth is just, you know, expected to keep going. The estimates on Wall Street for 2023 are for $220 billion in revenue. So it's just a success story when it comes to the internet search business.
The five biggest companies in the S&P 500 index are the four that we're talking about, plus Facebook, and they account for almost a fifth of that entire index. But Mike, if any of those companies are overvalued, and there are plenty of people who think they are, and if the stock market corrects, which it inevitably will, don't you think investors have something to be worried about here?
With that much concentration in that few stocks is certainly something to be worried about. You know, it depends kind of what is going on in the internals of the market. You know, we have seen periods in the last few years where these big important stocks have fallen by alarming amounts, but it was mainly because what they call rotation. Investors were sort of trimming their positions in these stocks a little bit and getting into some of the other undervalued parts of the market. So that has happened, and it really hasn't caused a lot of chaos in the overall stock market as far as, you know, the level of the Dow or the S&P 500. But you're absolutely right. If for some reason one or more of these companies should sort of lose confidence from investors, it can have a way oversized impact on the index levels themselves, which is most of us as sort of your 401k investors, that's what we're invested in, is that index, the entire thing. And that means we are all individually pretty exposed to these big companies as investments.
But if you want to buy a single share of Alphabet, you will have to pay $1,465. That's today's price. So I just want to make the point that a lot of ordinary people who cannot – there are plenty of us who cannot afford to participate in the wealth that this company is creating.
Yes and no. I mean, there are services that allow you to buy a fraction of a share in a company that has that high of a price. It is a more expensive way to invest, so it has that drawback. But again, when you think of the way the average Joe invests, it's most often in an index fund where you put a little bit of money each month in and you're buying basically the entire market as a pool in a mutual fund with other investors. So we are all, if you're invested in a 401k in a passive index fund, you are
Mike
enjoying
Regan,
the benefits of these companies.
Bloomberg News, thanks so much.